Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The nation's capital remains on high alert for potential threats of violence ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports security is at unprecedented levels following the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump rioters nearly 2 weeks ago.
Federal authorities continue to tighten security in and around the nation's capital, expanding road closures and restricting traffic in the downtown area. The FBI continues to vet members of the National Guard amid fears of potential violence ahead of the inauguration. Up to 25,000 troops are expected to be stationed throughout the city, including the areas around the U.S. Capitol building, by Wednesday.
Windsor Johnston reporting. President Trump signed an order Monday to lift the restrictions on travelers from Brazil, Ireland, and the United Kingdom imposed in response to the pandemic. But a spokeswoman for President-elect Biden says the restrictions will be promptly reimposed when he takes office. President Trump has issued an executive order to move ahead with plans to establish a National Garden of American Heroes. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the venture will almost certainly not take root.
President Trump's order builds on another executive order he signed in July, laying out a vision for a garden to depict, quote, historically significant Americans, with a target date for public access of 2026. It does not list a location for the park. His vision includes memorializing 244 Americans as statues in the garden. The list is wide-ranging. It features politicians, musicians, artists, astronauts, movie stars, philosophers, athletes, and other historical figures. It includes Walt Disney, Whitney Houston, Frederick Douglass, Ronald Reagan, and Christopher Columbus. But with less than 2 days left in Trump's term, it's highly unlikely the garden will be realized by him or by President-elect Biden. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
While environmental activists welcome the news Biden may cancel construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, the Canadian government is concerned. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
In a statement, the government says Keystone XL will bring benefits to both Canada and the U.S. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has long supported the project that would carry more than 800,000 barrels of oil a day from Alberta to Gulf Coast refineries. In his congratulatory phone call to Biden, Trudeau raised concerns about the possible cancellation of the pipeline. Canadian Ambassador Kirsten Hillman says the project will adhere to one of the strongest environmental and climate policy frameworks in the world and strengthen the Canada-U.S. energy relationship. Opposition leader Aaron O'Toole says killing the pipeline would place Canada's oil sector and tens of thousands of Canadian jobs in jeopardy. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
You're listening to NPR News. The Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to hold a confirmation hearing Tuesday for Janet Yellen, President-elect Biden's choice to head the Treasury Department. In prepared testimony, Yellen urges Congress to do more to fight the pandemic-induced recession, that with interest rates at historic lows, Congress should spend more to jumpstart the economy and increase vaccinations. The University of Tennessee has fired its football coach, Jeremy Pruitt, and nine other members of the volunteer staff after an internal investigation found serious violations of NCAA rules. Emily Siner reports from member station WPLN.
Chancellor Dondi Plowman says her office received a tip in November that alleged recruiting violations. The NCAA is now investigating as well. Details have not yet been released. Plowman says she regrets the disruption that the mass firing will cause for student athletes who weren't involved with the problems.
This is not what any of us want for our football program or for our university. What is so disturbing, as demonstrated by the scope of these employment actions we are announcing today, is the number of violations and the number of people involved.
UT's athletic director is also leaving, though the chancellor says he had no part in the violations. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner.
In college basketball, the Big 12 Conference says Texas Christian University is postponing its next two games because of COVID-19 protocols. TCU had been scheduled to host Texas Tech on Wednesday and Texas on Saturday. The Big 12 says it will work to reschedule the games. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.